This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 11th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Another American small plane manufacturer is looking to China. Liberty Aerospace announced on Monday a 600-plane manufacturing agreement with China's Anyang Angel Aeroscience and Technology Development Company Limited, often called simply 3A. It's worth $150 million. Liberty also tells ANN that 3A has already started construction of a new factory at the Anyang Airport in Henan to manufacture the XL-2. The new plant is tied to a contract to purchase and build 600 XL-2s for use in the People's Republic of China. United Airlines parent UAL Corp. made Wall Street happy but further upset its unions on Friday by announcing it will make a $250 million special distribution to shareholders. CEO Glenn Tilton told the Associated Press, quote, "We are pleased to make this decision to provide a distribution to our shareholders while strengthening our balance sheet and investing in our business," unquote. Greg Davidovich, president of the Association of Flight Attendants at United, responded to Tilton's announcement, quote, "The best shareholder initiative would be one that invests in the employees for the long-term success of the airline," unquote. Mark Bathurst, head of the United branch of the Airline Pilots Association, was more direct. Quote, "Management has now told us they will value their own interests and short-term shareholder returns over anything else," unquote. It should be noted, there's nothing stopping employees from benefiting from stockholder dividends. You just need to buy the stock. Tilton noted that $20 million of the $250 million being distributed on January 23rd is going to employee shareholders. Over at Delta, the strains of bankruptcy and recent rumors of industry consolidation may be pushing a largely non-union workforce to consider organizing. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports half of flight attendants at Delta have expressed interest in calling for a vote to form a union, and they're reaching out to another 40% who are on the fence about it. Flight attendants pushing for the vote say Delta workers make less hourly than compatriots at other legacy carriers. Joanne Smith, Senior VP of In-Flight Services at Delta, says flight attendants at Delta actually earn more than others at Northwest, U.S. Airways, and United, and may reach seniority faster. Airline delays are aggravating. They cost businesses and their customers money, but they are good for one thing, giving the Controllers Union more ammo in its fight against the FAA. The Orlando Business Journal reports that Department of Transportation numbers show that for the first 10 months of 2007, about 24% of flights arriving at Orlando International Airport were late. That's up from less than 20% in 2006. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association says that's because the number of controllers at the facility is down to 39, way below the 69 certified controllers even the FAA says are needed there. The FAA says staffing has nothing to do with it, that the DOT numbers are grossly inflated, and that any increase in delays is caused by weather. The paper notes that flights taking off and arriving at Orlando have increased by 7,500 during that same period, and observes that airlines are scheduling too many flights. On the blame game being played by all three sides, however, San Francisco-based aviation analyst Henry Hardeveld tells the paper, quote, "There is no single group responsible and no group that's guilt-free. Without adequate runways and controllers, there are certainly going to be delays," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you more about these stories. It looks as if Airbus will win out in a huge year for airliner sales. Louis Galois says Airbus orders will top 1,300. And propellers make a comeback at Newark Liberty. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Dan Grider, a flight instructor based in Georgia, who offers not only training but a typewriting in the legendary Douglas DC-3. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.